Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. For know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. And I want to preach on the subject, one taken, one left. One taken, one left. Let's pray right now. Thank you, Jesus, for your will. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful, powerful spirit that's in this house. And have your way and touch us with your word in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Amen. Clap your hands and you may be seated. God bless you. One taken, one left. Amen. You know, it's easy to see that the fabric of our society is rapidly unraveling before our very eyes. This world is spinning out of control in many areas faster than we can comprehend it all. So many people in this world sadly are losing hope and having a bleak outlook for the future as they see all these things taking place. Luke 21:26, Jesus said, people will be fainting from fear and from the expectation of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And these things are not pleasant for anybody, amen, to observe and experience. We, as believers and followers of Jesus, understand that these things were bound to happen at some point in time based on what the good book told us, amen, all these years. Praise God. We should not fear, for we know, amen, who holds the future. We should not worry about this kind of stuff because we have our hope and our trust firmly anchored in Jesus. Luke 21:28, he said, but when he told us, amen, though other people, their hearts might be fainting for fear as they watch what's happening, amen, when we see it happening, you know what he told us to do, Luke 21:28, but when these things begin to happen, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near, praise God. He told the people of God, amen, though these things are not good coming on, it's all part of the plan. Amen. And we read it in the book of Revelation and other places. Amen. Look up. Be joyful. Your Lord's coming back for you. He's coming to rescue out of this stuff. John 14:27, peace I leave with you and my peace I give to you. Jesus said, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Just look to him. Praise God. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And since he overcame the world and he defeated death, amen, there's nothing that we need to worry about as long as we're following him and doing his will. Amen. So the Bible is very clear on this matter. No man knows the day nor the hour when he will come back for his people. Amen. It's been referred to as the rapture of the church, even though that word's not technically in the Bible. The word rapture means to be snatched up or caught up. Amen. It's also in the Bible, it's talked about the words are the catching away or caught up. Amen. But he did tell us when we begin to see these things happen in the world, amen, they would be the signs letting us know that his coming is not far off. The Bible referred to the days we're living in as the last days. Amen. And Jesus, praise God, after his disciples pulled him aside and they asked him in 24:3 of Matthew, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Amen. And he began to just go down the list. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be earthquakes happening more frequently and more devastating all over the world. There'll be famines and pestilences. And if you look up Webster's dictionary, the word pestilence means a widespread disease resulting in a high rate of death, an epidemic, or a pandemic. Hey, let me see. I think we just went through one of those. Amen. And I think it was, amen, the first one in 100 years. None of us have seen it in our lifetime. Amen. Praise God. So I'm telling you, we're seeing things that people haven't seen for a long time, and it's all happening fast. He said you'll see false Christs and false prophets coming in, twisting things around and twisting the word of God. Amen. But he said, don't follow them. Praise God. And don't worry. It's going to be okay. You just look up. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Don't look down. Amen. Don't look to some people. Amen. Look up. Keep your eyes on Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Amen. I think we're living in those days. Praise God. Perilous times, terrible times, hard times, amen, for a lot of people, amen, and it affects us too, but you know what, we've got a hope beyond this veil of tears, we've got a hope beyond all this stuff, and God is helping us, amen, like he doesn't help anybody else, because when you trust in him, and when you get under the shadow of the Almighty, and when you let his wings come over you, you've got some benefits and blessings that others won't have. But we want them to have it. We're praying for people to have it. Now, all these things in that long list that Timothy talked, that Paul told Timothy, amen. You know, we've seen people with these behaviors all of our life, haven't we? We've seen people like that, amen. But we've never seen it on this scale. We've never seen it to this extent. We've never seen it happening so quickly. I mean, you can't even catch your breath. You know, you're listening to the news or watch the news or whatever. Amen. Read it in the paper. Praise God. It's all bad news. And some other thing happened. Some other thing happened. Some other thing happened. That's why sometimes you got to put that news down and look at the good news, the gospel. Amen. Look at the Bible. Praise God. Look up. And even with all these things happening in the world, amen, there's some people waking up. There's some people, amen, that are wondering and scratching their head and saying, maybe there is a God. Maybe I should turn to him. Praise God. But a lot of people, amen, are not turning their attention to God for help and direction. All these signs and events should cause people to pause, should cause them to reflect and consider and inquire and seek for answers. Amen. God's calling everyone to come to him. He's calling everybody to change their ways and to pick up his ways. He's calling everybody to be born again. so they'll be ready, amen, for his soon return. Amen. Matthew 24, 44. Amen. It was one of the verses we read. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Everybody say least expected. Amen. When we were growing up, some of my brothers, you know, we would do things to each other, especially to my younger brother is only 1 year younger. So we were, you know, 1 year apart. We shared a room. We wrestled. We fought. We, you know, practically killed each other all the time. My mom's butt trying to bust us up. And when we got bigger, we just said, hey, you know, you just need to move aside. You're going to get hurt, you know. And she would get hurt, you know, because she would get in there. And come on now. This is a small hallway, and we're going to bust each other up in this hallway. Amen. But we would do things to each other, and then, you know, something would happen. They'd, you know, get me on something or whatever. I'd get him on something, and then we would just say, you know what? When you least expect it, expect it. You better be able to sleep with one eye open, because I'm coming for you at 3 a.m., and it's not going to be pretty. So I'm telling you, the Lord is coming back when we least expect it. Amen. Mark 13, 33, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, commanded the porter to watch. He said, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, which is usually sunrise, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, everybody say suddenly, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Watch. Amen. This is not the time to be imitating an ostrich. You know, aren't they the ones that have their head in a hole or something? Amen. We can't have our head in a hole right now. We got to be watching. We got to be seeing, like my wife said, we got to be, you know, the enemy's out there roaring like a lion trying to seek whom he may devour. Amen. But thank God he don't have a tooth in his head, because Jesus yanked them all out when he rose from the dead. But he still has some delegated power. Amen. But we have a greater power than what he has. Amen. And he can't do anything to us without God allowing it to happen. You stand fast and resist him in the faith. Oh, praise God. 1 Peter 4, 7. I mean, this is 2,000 years ago, Peter saying this. He said, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Amen. Now, if the end of all things was at hand 2,000 years ago, how close are we now? We're getting closer. But sadly, there are countless multitudes of people who are not even thinking about his coming. They're not even looking for his coming. They're not watching and praying. They're just going about their business. Amen. As our text passage said, they're eating. And there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just telling you, they're eating, they're drinking, they're getting, you know, they're marrying, they're giving in marriage, they're, you know, they're going to work, they're going to school, they're going on vacation, they're going about their daily lives, and they're not giving any kind of eternity a second thought. Amen. And then beside those people, there are people that are actually mocking his coming. Amen. Saying it's not even going to happen, and saying that this coming that's been so-called preached for all these thousands of years, where is it, they're saying? And because, you know, my grandparents said it was coming, and they passed away. My parents said it was coming, they passed away. I'm saying it, well, they're saying it's coming, and I'm going to pass it. They're saying it's just going to keep going, you know, like it's a fairy tale or something. Let me tell you something. It's not a fairy tale. Amen. It's the Word of God. He is coming. 2 Peter 3 said, for first of all, know without any doubt that mockers will come in the last days with their mocking, following after their own human desires and saying, where is the promise of his coming? What has become of it? For ever since the fathers fell asleep in death, all things have continued exactly as they did from the beginning of a creation. In other words, this world is the same as always been. People are just, you know, one generation after another. Everything's going to keep rocking on until the future and thousands more years. Amen. No. Amen. God has a time frame. Amen. God has a timetable. Amen. We don't know the day or the hour, but God, amen, knows exactly when he's coming back. Amen. Now, there's many things in the Bible that had to happen before something else could happen. Like in Old Testament times, there was a lot of prophecy, amen, that had to do with the New Testament. Praise God. And so those prophecies had to come to pass in the New Testament times, amen, or even, you know, in our times or in recent past before, you know, because the Bible said everything in the Word would be fulfilled no matter what. So it had to be fulfilled before the Lord could come back or before these prophecies could be fulfilled. Amen. But let me tell you something. There is no more prophecies in the Bible that have to come to pass before Jesus comes. In other words, amen, he's not waiting for a prophetical thing to happen before he comes. Amen. You know what he's probably waiting for? I believe he's waiting for some more people to turn to him. I believe he's waiting for more hungry hearts, amen, to say, Lord, I need you. Praise God. He wants more people to be saved. He wants more people to be ready to go. So only God knows the precise moment he's coming back for his people, because it's going to happen, like I said, when we least expect it. It's going to happen suddenly. There will be no advanced alert or notification before it happens. Amen. There will be no 2-minute warning before the end of the first half or the end of the game, like in NFL. Amen. There will be no warning. It's just going to happen. Amen. It's just going to happen. And those that are watching and praying and those that have made themselves ready, they're going to go when it's time. Amen. They're going to be taken, because there's one taken and there's one left. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:51, the Bible said, but let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. Talking about the people of God. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Amen. You know, the morning of April 8th, I received a phone call. I was out and about just doing some, running some errands. And it was from a person that I don't talk to like every day or even every week. Just, you know, occasionally I talk to this person. Amen. But, you know, April 8th, wasn't there something special on April 8th? Everybody remember? Like a full eclipse of some sort, you know, that everybody was going, ah! You know, people flying up to Niagara Falls or in that one little strip of whatever that was, that land right up to the northeast where they would see it the best. And, you know, amen. And so this person calls me and said, I said, well, hello. I called, you know, said the name, and he said, Pastor, is God coming back today? I said, he could. Then it's like quiet. Said he could have came back. He could have came back yesterday. He could come tomorrow. Is he coming today for sure? I don't know. He could. Does the Bible say he's coming today because of this eclipse? No. No man knows the day nor the hour. Well, I heard. Okay, well, you know. Just wanted to know he's coming today. I said, he could. He could come before the eclipse, during the eclipse, after the eclipse. Amen. You know, a year after the eclipse, he could come anytime, because that we don't know the day or the hour. But I told him, I said, that's why we have to be ready. We have to be ready because we don't have time to know this or that. We got to be ready. Amen. Praise God. We got to be ready. So let me tell you something. He's probably not going to come during an eclipse. He's probably not going to come during some cataclysmic thing that people are looking for, you know, like Halley's Comet coming back again. Hey, pastor, is he coming during Halley's Comet? He could. But God's probably going to pick some day that you least expect. Boy, this is a beautiful day. There's no earthquakes happening. There's no tornadoes over there. There's no, you know, El Nino over here. And there's no, you know, what is that thing they called cyclone blast thing or whatever that's freezing the Northeast a while back. Amen. There's not that. Amen. It's just like another day. We're having a picnic at the beach. You know, he's going to come right there when you're having fun and there's no cares in the world. That's when he's going to come. And I wouldn't mind having the, you know, nice picnic at the beach, you know, on the day he comes. But I better be ready. Amen. Because one's going to be taken and the other left. Praise God. Matthew 24:40. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Amen. You get the picture. Amen. Not everybody's going to be ready according to this prophecy, according to this scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And sadly, amen, there'll be people and families. Praise God. The husband will be taken and the wife will be left. The wife will be taken or the husband will be left. Amen. We want them both to be taken. We want everybody. I want everybody that I'm looking at right now to be taken. I want everybody under the sound of my voice, amen, that hears this message to be taken. Praise God. But you know what? I can't make it happen. I can just tell you about it. I can just encourage you. I can just ask you, amen, to look at the Bible. And would you give it some consideration and get yourself ready? Because God is coming back as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow. Woo! Praise God. Amen. The parents will be taken and the kids will be left. The kids will be taken and the parents will be left. Amen. And I believe the babies that haven't got old enough to sin, can't even talk yet, they're all going to be taken. Parents could be left. They're not ready. One taken, one left. The bottom line is those who have made themselves ready will be taken and go with Jesus, and those who have not will be left behind. Amen. Will I be one of the taken ones, or will I be one of the left behind ones? Amen. That didn't want to desire to know God and did not desire to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Will I be a taken or will I be left behind? Amen. It's not some chance thing. It's not some, well, lottery thing. No, it's a choice. It's my choice. It's your choice. Amen. Praise God. Let's be taken, folks. Let's be taken. Let's be ready to get out of here. I don't know about you, but this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Amen. My treasures I've laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. The angels are looking down, beckoning me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I'm a stranger and I'm a pilgrim. I'm an ambassador from another land. Amen. Praise God. I'm a nomad just walking around shining the light and telling people about the Lord. Woo! Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 wise had plenty of oil for their lamps. Amen. Remember, a parable is a natural story about a spiritual situation. Amen. And so they were all 10 waiting for the bridegroom because they were supposed to go into this wedding feast and they had to wait for the bridegroom. And it was going to be a moment's notice. There was going to be like a cry from somebody, the bridegroom's here. And we had to get into the facility or whatever was going to take place. So these 10 were just waiting. Amen. The 5 were ready to go. They had oil, plenty of oil, the 5 wise. So they were ready for the bridegroom, but the 5 foolish had no oil for their lamps. And they were just sitting there like, hey, everything's fine. No oil, but I'll be good. Amen. And then Matthew 25:6, at midnight, the cry rang out, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Amen. And then it was then that the foolish one said, oh my goodness, no oil, no oil. We can't go in there with no oil. We're not allowed in there with no oil. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And they went to the 5, please, please, please give us some of yours. Give us some of yours. Give us some. No, no, we can't give you ours. We got to have our own. If we give you ours, then we won't have enough. Amen. Praise God. And you go buy some from the oil store or whatever, and then hurry up and come back. And so while they were gone, the bridegroom came. And the 5 wise went in. And Matthew 25:10 said, the virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. You see, once God shuts the door, it's shut. Amen. Praise God. Remember, he's comparing the days of Noah to the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Praise God. In the days of Noah, there was one big door that also, you know, was used as a, you know, kind of a ramp to get all those people and the 8 people and the animals on there. Amen. And the Bible said that Noah didn't shut the door. Noah's sons didn't shut the door. Amen. The Bible said God shut the door of the ark. Even though Noah, he built the ark, the Bible said in the New Testament he was a preacher of righteousness. He preached to the people that obviously were coming and going, watching him build this massive boat in the middle of dry ground and probably ridiculing him. Amen. And he was preaching, this is the only boat going to make it. Better get on this boat before the flood comes. Amen. The Bible said the Lord closed the door behind Noah. And as the days of Noah were, so also will the Son of Man be when he comes. When God shuts a door, nobody or nothing can open it. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 25:11. The 5 foolish virgins finally get some oil. They're ready. They come up to the door and the door's shut. Oh, please. Hey, we're ready to go. Hey, hello. We're ready to go. And then the door doesn't open, but a voice comes across, and the Bible said in 25:11, later the others also came, Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you. Amen. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day nor the hour. I don't want to hear those words, I don't know you. I don't want to be knocking on a door shut, amen, that I should have been there when it was open, amen, because I wasn't ready. I want to be ready, praise God. I want to watch and pray. I want to be born again of the water and the Spirit. Amen. And I'm coming to a close, but if you think this world is having it rough right now, wait until Jesus comes and takes his church out of this world. Amen. You talk about a big hole left behind. You talk about a void that is going to be filled by evil and wicked and the devil so fast it'll make your head spin. Amen. Praise God. So many people say the church this and the church that and you know, these religious people. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. God's church. That we're not talking about an organization or a building. We're talking about an organism. We're talking about every believer that's believing in the truth and walking in the Lord and has been born again in the entire world. Amen. That collective body of people is called the church. And you better believe that church is keeping back the flood tides of wickedness and the hounds of hell like you wouldn't believe. You think it's getting bad? You haven't seen nothing yet if you're left behind. We can't be left behind. Amen. whether this world realizes it or not, or recognizes it or not, there's so much the church does for this world. Amen. And it means to this world. Amen. It's the light of the world. It's the salt of the earth. There's true prayer and praise going up. Godly examples of people walking around. Amen. His word is preached and taught. His truth is preached and taught and exampled. And the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, is living inside of these people to fight spiritual warfare and defeat the enemy. And all of that's going to be gone just like that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the church gets taken out. Oh, praise God. And those that are left behind after Jesus takes the people out will be in a totally different world so fast. And amen, seeing and facing things that are unimaginable. 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to Him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. This is talking about the Antichrist, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that's called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret of power of lawlessness, or the secret power of lawlessness, is already at work in this world. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. Guess who the he is? Amen. Guess who that is? The Holy Ghost in the church is holding back, amen, the Antichrist revealing of him and him starting to come to power. Praise God. Amen. He cannot. Amen. Right now, it just says it's a secret power of lawlessness. And if that's called the secret power and we see what that is, amen, what is it going to be when it's the public power of wickedness? Amen. But he's going to hold it back. The church is holding it back. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Amen. Would you stand with me? Amen. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left behind. Praise God. I've talked to people over the years. Amen. And over the decades. Praise God. I can't believe I'm saying decades, but yeah, I've talked to people over the decades. Amen. Since I've been in the church and talking to God, and I've heard people actually say, well, if I miss the rapture, I'll take my chances in the tribulation with the Antichrist, and I think I'll be okay. Like, dude or dudette, you have no idea what you're talking about. You need to sit down. You're delirious. Do you need a cold compress? Do you need some cold water? Do you need some smelling salts? Because you're talking out of your head. If we can't live for God now when it's relatively easy, amen, how are we going to live for God? Amen, when they're taking our family captive and when they're doing this and that and they're making you, almost forcing you to take a mark if you want to buy and sell and even live and try to get around and do business. Let me tell you something. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be taken. I want to be taken. Amen. So it's time to love God and love His truth like never before. If you haven't already done so, it's time to make yourself ready. It's time to humble yourself if you haven't already done so. And repent of your sins. Be born again of water and spirit. Amen. Receive the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And let the oil of God fill your heart's lamp. Amen. With the Holy Ghost baptism. Woo! Praise God! Oh, hallelujah! Amen. I'm talking about that big smile this morning. Praise God. You know what I'm just hoping for right now in my mind? Amen. I didn't do a quick count because I can't count, but let's just say there's like, you know, 50 here or whatever it is. Amen. I'm just believing God. 50 taken, 0 left.
50 taken, zero left. 50 taken, zero left. Woo! Praise God. But it's our choice. Amen. Praise God.
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.